Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday on this show. Never a dull moment. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Yes, Mushroom Man 674, we got a lot to talk about here today. Lance Storm will be joining us. I believe tomorrow's show is going to be a replay. I'm unavailable tomorrow. But we'll have a fun Thursday here, won't we? We got a lot to get into today. Last night was AEW Dynamite. We can talk about that. And we can talk about Daisuke Sakimoto, who was injured, but appears to hopefully be all right, although it was a scary-looking injury at the time. We've got the Best of the Super Juniors finals. We have got an update on Jim Ross from Jim Ross, actually. We have got Saturday night's main event numbers. I guess we can talk a little bit about Raw ratings on Netflix. I will. Oh, my God. And, yeah. SmackDown. We got to talk about SmackDown, don't we? Yes, we do. So a lot to get into today. And it's going to be fun. If you would like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W1 line at gmail.com or Brian@WrestlingObserver.com is the email address. I'm F4W1 line, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Yes, I do cameos. Personalized video messages for you, your loved ones, your hated enemies. They are merely $10. F4W Online on Cameo. Get one today. And at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Lance Storm. Should start off by saying that everything's all right. Part 2 of Observer Radio is going to be taking place at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern today is the plan. You know how plans go, everybody. But long story, but it'll be taking place this afternoon. So we got that. And yes, we need to talk about SmackDown. Now, to be fair, I'm trying to find out what's going on. I'm doing a lot of praying. So WrestleVotes reported Thursday that, quote, for the foreseeable future, SmackDown will remain 3 hours as USA is satisfied with a performance in the third hour. Two sides reportedly had agreed to a final 3 hour runtime on Friday, May 30th, but plans changed. WrestleVotes noted it's a fluid discussion about the length of the show, and a return to 2 hours could take place this fall. Triple H, as early as May, had stated the three-hour format was only temporary. He had appeared in January in the Pat McAfee show, said the same thing. So, I don't know, man.
Plans change, everybody.
Originally, SmackDown was going to be 3 hours till June. And then it was, like, pushed a little further. And it was, like, 2 days ago, I was told the July 4th SmackDown, which I believe is going to be taped, so everybody can do the 4th of July, was scheduled to be a two-hour show. And then today we got this news. So I was like, clearly they need to be being paid more, right? Are we making a deal where USA is paying them more money? They better not be doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. So, like, we're all suffering and they're doing it for free? Like, hey, business is business, whatever. You get paid an extra, you know, 7 figures every year, 8 figures to do an extra hour. Okay, whatever. But, I mean, seems like that's not the deal they signed because it's temporary. So I'm trying to find out what's going on. But that news sucks. You know, it sucks. It's 3 hour SmackDown. It's too long. It just sucks. So that's my speech. What else do you want me to say?
Because at least the rest of us can choose to watch or not. You have to watch all this.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. It's like, Everyone always, you know, looks at it from my perspective, but I'm often looking at it from you guys' perspective. Like, 3 hours is too long for SmackDown. I mean, it just is. I mean, the number of people that actually watch all 3 hours of SmackDown, there really aren't that many people that do it. Most people pick and choose. And, you know, I think most people would prefer not to have to pick and choose how much of SmackDown they want to watch. I mean, I don't know how it was in the 90s, but, you know, when Raw was an hour, and Main Event was an hour, and Superstars was an hour, my guess is most people watch the entire show. You know, we all have, everybody has vivid memories of these shows in the 80s. When does our memory start to, like, fade? It's not because I'm 50 and, like, I don't remember it. When does everybody's memory of wrestling start to fade? It starts to fade around 97, 98, when, you know, first Raw went to 2 hours, then Nitro went to 2 hours, then Nitro went to 3 hours, then Raw added SmackDown, then WCW added Thunder, and before you know, there's like 80 hours of wrestling, and yeah, we don't, I mean, everything's a blur from that point forward. So, A, if you're happy with that, I mean, it's all about money, whatever, who cares, they're making their money, but like, for fans, I mean, it's not ideal to have 3 hours of SmackDown on Friday, and, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, 2.5 hours of Raw on Monday, and Collision and
Impact,
Dynamite and Impact and PLEs every weekend, and I mean, golly, WWE now running 2 shows on a Saturday. I was like, whatever, it'll come up and bite them eventually, because the same thing happened when they moved Raw to 3 hours. When they moved Raw to 3 hours, everybody hated it. You know, we complained about it, but the fact is, for like a year, everything was fine. It didn't affect them for like a year, 18 months. But after about 18 months, that's when it was just too much for too long. And they're very much riding high now. And so, hey, from a business perspective, you can't blame them. But it will affect them at some point. And once it does, it's like, you know, these people aren't good with changing. They're going to ride that horse into the ground like we always do.
And I think it becomes a blur, not just because there's so much to watch, but when there's that much product, things do get repetitive and things don't stand out as much because there's more title changes, more DQ finishes, more matches, more programs, more turns, more angles. And it just gets to be a lot.
Now, Saturday night's main event did quite well, a 0.54 and 1.97, basically 2 million viewers, which is the highest viewership for an NBC show yet. The first show did 1.6 million. The second show did 1.5 million. And this hit 2. So, you know, John Cena was on the show. And, you know, they had a lot of big matches scheduled. So it did very, very well. And, you know, we'll see how the next one does, if it has John Cena or not. And, of course, there were people watching on Peacock as well. And, you know, my estimate based on previous shows is that, you know, about 30% are watching on streaming. So if you're looking at 2 million viewers on television, this show probably did 2.6 million viewers if you add in Peacock. So very good numbers. And unfortunately, it wasn't much of a show. So there's that.
You got Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing is if you did not hear Observer Radio last night, I did ask Dave about Brandon Thurston's report that his calculations have Raw on Netflix doing basically roughly what it was doing last year at this time. And, you know, Dave's calculations have it doing below 1 million viewers in the U.S. And I can't fathom how Raw could be doing under 1 million, especially because SmackDown's regularly doing like 1.5 million. And, you know, if here's the thing, if Raw is doing under 1 million viewers in the U.S., okay, like that means that it's going neck and neck with Dynamite and NXT. That's what we're talking about here. It's inconceivable to me. And I asked him about this, and I'm even more confused now. Like, it didn't clear one thing up for me. But he's got his formula. And he admits, like, it doesn't make sense that the show is doing under a million viewers. So I think the reality... Here's the thing, too, also, you know, that nobody brings up, okay? So how... Like, the story is that Max can't even figure out how many people are streaming. You know what I'm saying? But Netflix somehow has, like, exact calculations. I just think, like, we should throw out... I mean, everyone's willing to throw out those Max numbers. I mean, I don't know why we're bothering to try and figure out how many people are watching Raw. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, they're doing gigantic business. They're selling out all their shows. There's no indication that, you know, 900,000 people are all that's watching Raw on Netflix every week in the U.S. It does not make any sense. I mean, clearly things are going quite well. And honestly, what's funny is they're going well for everybody. I mean, things have picked up for AEW. You know, things are going great for WWE. Things have picked up for Impact. I mean, NXT. I mean, things have picked up everywhere. So that's good at least. Right?
That's great. I know TNA, our houses have been really, really strong of late. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's almost like it didn't hurt when Randy Orton beat Joe Hendry real quick at WrestleMania. It's almost like it may have helped.
It's almost like that. The houses went up and Joe stayed over. Go figure.
All right. We're going to do a break, everybody. When we come back, we got more news to get into here today. We got the Dynamite Report later. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, we got good news. Jim Ross's surgery went well. He announced, "We begin to rehabilitate." He gave an update via former AEW employee Rafael Morphy. Everything went well, and he's going to be talking to his doctor. He's going to be in the hospital for a few more days and then see what he's allowed to do and how much he's allowed to do. So best wishes to him. He's had a lot of problems. A lot of problems in the last few years.
Glad it went well. All the best to JR.
We got some updates from Japan. Daisuke Sekimoto was in a six-man, I guess it was, Korakuen Hall for Big Japan Pro Wrestling yesterday. And he was given a swinging DDT, went down, they stopped the match, they stretchered him out. Rushed to the hospital, but they said he was conscious and able to move his limbs. He was experiencing numbness in his arms and neck, but it is believed to be temporary. Scans showed no abnormalities, no suspicion of a spinal cord injury. So that's good. These things are always scary.
Yep.
And that does bring us to, we got to talk about old Adam Cole. So, like, I always watch a show on delay.
So your phone blew up.
I'm one of the 90%. And yes, all of a sudden, like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? That's never good. When my phone all of a sudden goes, never good. So it's all about Adam Cole. Is Adam Cole all right? Oh my God, Adam Cole. What happened to Adam Cole? I was like, that doesn't sound good. So I went on Twitter, you know, search Adam Cole, latest. And of course, the video comes up immediately. Kyle Fletcher takes this guy, power bombs like the back of his freaking head right into the apron. The most horrific noise. And, you know, you hear Excalibur. He has an aneurysm in the booth. Oh my God. Absolutely freaks out. And I was like, oh my God. Like, first off, is he even alive? Number one. Number two, like, I hope they stop the match. So anyway, like, I start texting. You know, is Adam Cole all right? Is Adam Cole all right? Is Adam Cole all right? And like, I get yes, yes, yes. Like, everyone's saying he's fine. And I'm like, how? Okay? How? So I you know, I start asking, like, how? And in the meantime, I'm also searching Twitter. Like, there's got to be, like, other angles of this or something. And so somebody put up a super slow-mo, okay?
Yes, thank God.
They put up a super slow-mo. And in the super slow motion, his head doesn't hit the apron. And so I watched it, and then I watched the normal speed, and then I watched the slow motion, and I watched the normal speed, and it's like, how are these the same thing? Because in normal speed, it's like you hear the thwack, and you see, and it's like it's horrible. But then you watch the slow motion, and his head doesn't hit. So I was just like, I was baffled. So then, you know, people started getting back to me. And what happened was, the slow motion obviously is correct. His head never hit the apron. But what did happen was his elbow hit the apron. Yeah, his right arm. So when you watch it in normal speed with sound, it's an illusion. That's actually his arm and elbow hitting the apron. So, like, the good news is his head is fine. The bad news is I heard his elbow wasn't feeling so great. But, I mean, there's a bigger issue here that we cannot ignore. And that is, what in God's name was Kyle Fletcher thinking? Okay? The reason his head didn't hit is because Kyle was way too far away from the ring apron. clearly what he was trying, he wasn't trying to powerbomb his elbow in the apron. He wasn't trying to powerbomb him on the ground. He was trying to give him an apron powerbomb, but he was like a mile away. And in hindsight, thank God he wasn't an inch closer or 4 inches closer, because Adam Cole would be dead if he would have been like 4 inches closer. He needed to be like a foot and a half closer, but like he wasn't. And I mean, I could tell you today, I mean, I'm sure I'll hear about this all afternoon, but there were a lot of people furious at Kyle Fletcher because, like, at the end of the day, you know, whatever you want to do is whatever you guys agree to do and everything like that. But, like, Adam Cole has had a history of head injuries. He's had concussions. You know, he's had concussions and head injuries we know about, and he's had concussions and head injuries that we don't know about. Well, I shouldn't say, well, I mean,
everyone
hasn't been public, okay? But there have been other times where, like, Adam Cole hasn't been on television, and it's because he had a head injury and, like, just it never came out. So, like, you have to be careful, not just with Adam Cole, but with, like, anybody, with anybody's head. You have to be careful. And there was a lot of, there were a lot of people very unhappy with Kyle Fletcher because, like, what was this dude thinking? I mean, what was he thinking? I don't have an answer. It was wild. So
yeah, I don't know what Adam Cole was thinking, even agreeing to it. I'm not a fan of the apron powerbomb. I'm even less a fan of it the way they did it, which was pretty much perpendicular to the apron. There's a lot of guys that'll do it more at about a 45, so you have more space on the apron. Because if you get too close, the dude hits the back of his head on the bottom rope, which will whiplash and concuss him. And then if you're too far away, so doing it perpendicular to the apron, there's not a lot of adjustment. You get too close, he whacks his head on the bottom rope. Too far back, he's dead. And way far back, thankfully, he only ruins his elbow. But Jesus, that's dangerous. We got to be more careful.
Yeah, the apron, I mean, there's so many things I could say here. I mean, first off, I mean, whoever was the first person to start pushing that the apron was the hardest part of the ring, I mean, God, if I had a time machine, dude, the fact of the matter is the apron is the hardest part of the ring, okay? But the fans don't need to know that, okay? To the fans, the middle of the ring should be just as hard as anywhere else, okay? So now what you've done is you've stated, well, the apron is the hardest part of the ring. Well, now these maniacs, well, you know, let's do spots on the apron. Because the fans know it's the hardest part of the ring. Now you're doing crazy stuff on the apron. And, like, it's one thing if you're going to do, like, a power bomb on the apron. But like you said, you're going at an angle. And so you lift the guy up. And really, he only falls a very short of, you know, he's not falling all the way to the ground or whatever. He's falling, like, you know, a foot onto the apron. And you put him at an angle. You drop him flat. Like, he's not going to... not a lot of give there, but it's not too bad. But, like, now we're doing hard power bomb into the edge of the apron, okay? You think the you know, that edge like this, there's metal in there, like, you got to hold the ring together? I mean, dude, what are we doing? I mean, God, the spots on the apron, and it's like you never had to tell fans that that was the hardest. By the way, the post is the hardest part of the ring. But you never had to tell fans that it hurts worse to land on the apron than in the middle. Now we've got this expectation. It's just like we basically told fans now, hey, it's worse when you get hit, when you land on a table that doesn't break. Well, now we've got these reinforced tables. And now these poor wrestlers, this is the stupidest one of 2025. Both places have got reinforced tables. So now the wrestlers are taking a bump on a table, and it hurts more because the table doesn't give. You have all these fans, and all they want is broken tables. So now you've taken that away from them by giving them a table that doesn't break. It's like, what are we doing here? What are we doing, Lance?
Yeah, I don't understand the show the fans what will really hurt, and we will do that in this, and I'm doing air quotes here, fake sport where we're not supposed to hurt anybody. Now, there are at least those that are really smart that'll do the belly-to-back suplex on the apron where the dude literally falls like 6 inches and the crowd reacts like, oh my God, an apron bump. I'm like, okay, at least they're being smart about it. But yeah, let's stop doing stuff that legitimately hurts a lot, because it adds up and we all need to be safer. And that's every company. I'm not picking on AEW. Every company, including TNA, can always be safer and more careful.
It's like I was complaining. I wasn't even really complaining, but I ridicule Okada's falling elbow. And the blowback is always, all you talk about is that people need to be safe. Why do you have to ridicule a guy for doing a falling elbow? Maybe he's all banged up. And it's like, listen, if the guy's too banged up to do a jumping elbow drop, why not just don't do it? And Lance, you know this as well as anybody, okay? Can I say the A word, Dom? Is that all right?
And?
As long as you don't put the second half of it to make it a longer word, you're fine.
Okay. All right. So what he's doing is he's half-assing his elbow drop, okay? And every wrestler alive will tell you that the easiest way to get hurt is to try not to get hurt by half-assing it, okay? If the flying elbow is, it hurts too much to jump or whatever, don't half-ass it. Just stop doing it. And then people are like, oh, well, blah, 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 blah. Bro, how many times have you seen Ricochet do that 630? 3 or 4 times since he's been in AEW? He doesn't do it every single match. And he's had so many great matches with no 630 in it. How many times have you seen Pac do the Black Arrow of late? He does it very sparingly. And he's had all sorts of great matches that had no Black Arrow in it. Okay? You can have a great match without doing a half-assed version of a high spot in that particular match. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days of swimming watch sing. Living right is easy.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough. Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All righty. Back here on the show. Brian Alvarez, Lance Storm. Did you watch any of Dynamite or no?
I do not get TSN.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Well, how can I say this? It had its ups and downs. Put it that way. Kind of like an NXT show, really.
Sounds like most wrestling shows, to be honest.
Well, I thought it had a great opening segment. It had a great final segment. It had a couple of great matches. And then it had some stuff that was like, what? So it opened up with Tony Schiavone interviewing Hangman. And he promised. And in the old days, everybody. And Tony Khan, and he's an old school fan. The old days of that babyface promised that he was winning the world title. Then he was winning that world title. So we'll see. He promised to win the title. Swerve came out, showed video of the Young Bucks when they said that they cost Swerve the title because of Hangman. And he said, Hangman, is that true? And Hangman said, dude, if I was going to screw you, I'd have done it to your face. I've done it before. And Swerve's response is, well, that sounds good, but you're still full of it. So Ospreay comes out. And Ospreay gives a big speech to these two guys, and he just basically says, listen, we have a chance here, okay? Swerve, love you. I thought it was me. It's not me. It's not you. It's him. And he needs all of our support. And Swerve just basically said, that guy ain't ever getting my support, and he walks out, gets booed. And then Hangman tells Ospreay, it ain't happening. We're never working together. He walks out, and poor Ospreay is all frustrated in the ring. So, I like it because, you know, everybody's expecting that Hangman, actually not everybody. I mean, they've done a good enough job now that a lot of people just figure Moxley's just going to go on a tear forever. But I think everybody figures that Hangman's winning the title at All In. And so they've added a lot here to make you think, well, maybe it's not going to happen. We had an Anarchy in the Arena recap, which was good. Then we had Mark Briscoe, Willow Nightingale, and Speedball versus Gabe Kidd, Moxley, and Marina. Excellent TV match. I love this match. And this John Moxley, man, he must love him some Speedball Bailey because like, he sold and sold and sold and sold and sold and sold and sold for this guy. And finally at the end, you know, they do all their big spots and then the Briscoe gets cut off. Moxley puts him in the choke. All the babyface try to save. They get thwarted. Briscoe goes out. Heavy heat win for John Moxley heading into All In. We had a quick Hurt Syndicate promo. We had a Ricochet promo. Ricochet said that he needs his own crew, he said. And keep in mind, there is a group called Crew, but he's going to get his own crew and then take over the world.
Is he going to revive the Baldies from ECW?
It's possible. Golly, how many of them are available? Megan Bain and Penelope Ford versus Harley Cameron and Anna Jay. So this was a very hit and miss. Some of this stuff was good. Some of this stuff was not good at all. And actually, I mean, the person who had a lot of problems in this match was Penelope Ford. And she's another one where, you know, 5 years ago, it was like, man, she's going to be real good in 5 years. And really, she's exactly where she was 5 years ago. It's just nobody is getting enough reps. And, you know, there were a lot of spots that got botched. And then finally, they went for the Doomsday Device on Harley. And it looked like Penelope completely missed the clothesline. But that was still the finish in Megan Pinder. And, yeah, this was kind of a mess. But my favorite part of the match actually was they're killing each other with spots and gimmicks. It's a hardcore match. And by the way, I mean, you know, I must have missed something somewhere. But why in God's name did this match take place, and why was it a hardcore match? No idea whatsoever. But anyway, they're doing this hardcore match, and they're hitting each other with chairs and cans. It's exactly like WWE. We want tables! And Taz on commentary is, he says exactly what we say every week. He goes, they're killing each other with trash cans and, like, and you guys want tables? Yes, they did. We had the ops against the frat house. Yeah. I need to see the quarter hour for this one because the frat house comes out. I don't think they've ever been on this show ever. And Jack Jameson starts doing a long promo. And he's talking. And he's talking. And he's talking. And they conclude with, we are going to win the trios titles tonight. And I said, there's no way this is a trios title match. There's no way. And so, you know, I write my notes for the show, and I wrote, Ops killed him quick. Then I had to delete. I mean, dude, it's not like it went on forever, but it's like they had to kill this frat house guy. Then they had to kill this frat house guy. Then they had to kill this frat house guy. Then frat house guys not in the match hit the ring to get killed. And then Two Dimes, old, you know, remember Stax and Two Dimes from NXT? Well, Two Dimes ended up in AEW. We never saw him again after like the first week. Guess he's been in Ring of Honor or whatever. So he gets in the ring. He botches, I think, every spot he tried. And then he was killed. So, also not good.
So they didn't win the titles?
No. Then Jamie Hayter comes out for a promo, but the lights go out. And Thekla debuts. She was just on the show. She's great. Great worker. Great personality. You know, they've been building this up with a little spider on the screen for weeks. Thekla shows up. They miss her debut. They're filming the screen where the video is going on. All of a sudden, they cut to the ring, and she's in the ring, and Jamie's dead. They didn't even show her lay her out. And then Excalibur's given about 15 seconds to do the whole history of Thekla. And then it was like old school today. To the back! And it was just gone. Like, the whole debut was like an afterthought. It was just like, forgot we got to get it on the show. Hey, rush him out there! Just boom, in and out.
Didn't she say on the show her name is Thekla?
Thekla, yeah. I got it right on the show. I screwed it up here. But anyway, yeah, this was a tragedy. And then it was like they rushed that off TV so we could see a Mystico video package. And like, I'm all for video packages and everything like that, but I think the debut of Thekla is more important than a Mystico video package, but that's what they did. And then we had another one. Adam Cole and Kyle Fletcher. So we talked about the near-death experience. That was bad enough. But this was another one. Yesterday, I did the rundown for what was on Dynamite. No mention of this match. I don't even know if they even announced it in advance. Maybe they did like late in the afternoon. But as a viewer, I'm like, what? Adam Cole and Kyle Fletcher for the TNT title is on this show tonight? No clue. Clueless. And, you know, they had Fletcher pin Kyle at Double or Nothing. I figured this was going to lead to a title match, but like, it's already happening. So the reason is, you know, they went to a DQ. It was a total WWE DQ. It was just Cole hit the sunrise and Josh Alexander just ran in for the DQ. That was it. Ran in and tons of boos for the finish. Brody King ran down to make the save. And it's like we just moved on. Well, too bad, DQ. It's time for Josh Alexander and Brody King. This was where the show turned around because they had a very good match. The only problem is we had more inadvertent blood as Josh Alexander did a double. He like trapped both of his arms and did a German, and he dropped Brody King right on his own head and just freaking bleeding everywhere. And then Brody hit the Gonzo bomb and pinned him, and very good match and a lot of Brody chances he was leaving. So maybe they'll do something with Brody now. You know, I was I had a match with Jack Evans in like the year 2000, back when he was Trelane, and I always loved wrestling him because he took great bumps and I could just ragdoll him everywhere. I was like bigger then. That was when I was about 190. And I'd suplex this dude all over and like I exploders and Germans and I had the time of my life. And one day I decided, you know what? I'm going to do a dragon suplex with a bridge. And it might even air because that match is one of the things we play during the commercial breaks here. It might actually be on there. But man, dude, I hit a dragon suplex with a bridge and like it looked beautiful. Except I dropped him right on my own face, nearly broke my nose, almost killed myself, and I never did a dragon suplex with him right again. But I felt for Josh Alexander here because I've done that same thing, and it sucked. Then we had Mercedes and Tony doing a face-to-face, and it's very good. It came across as two really, like the two biggest women stars in the entire promotion. They're going to be facing off for Tony's title at the biggest show of the year in Texas. I can't recap everything they said because Tony definitely said some words that Dom is not going to let me say.
Yeah, you've already pushed the envelope. Take it easy.
I overshot my quota. But anyway, Mercedes offered a handshake. Tony gave it to her. They went nose to nose. Tony sniffed her, kissed her hand. So Mercedes tried to attack her and hit her finish. Tony avoided it, went for her finish. Mercedes avoided that and bailed. And, yeah, everything from the Brody King match on was great. And everything up until, I guess really that women's hardcore match was great. And the women's hardcore match through the Adam Cole match. I don't know, man. Not a big fan of that stuff. But, hit and miss show, but overall, I had a good opening. It was like a compliment sandwich. A great open, a great close, and then we got some, you know, we got some not so great stuff in the middle. But that was the, that was a Dynamite show. And they taped Collision. For some reason, I thought Collision was going to air tonight. But it's not. It's going to be Saturday, which good. Means I can watch TNA tonight.
Even better.
Yeah, which I'm trying to do every week. Vinny really did not like that Under Siege. And to be fair, I didn't see it.
He actually thought it was much like you just reviewed Dynamite. He thought the first couple matches were good, the last couple matches were good, and he didn't care for the two or three in the middle.
Yeah, I only saw the main event because there was so much stuff going on this weekend, but I thought it was a perfectly good main event with the right finish. And yeah, I thought it was fine. And you know, there was also a TV that he really hated. And maybe it's just, you know, what's the word?
He's not a fan of the Robert Stone program.
Which is weird because Robert Stone is miles better on TNA than he is in NXT. Because NXT, they don't have to do anything. He gets like three lines and it's always something silly. And he's actually getting to be like a good character on TNA. And he you know, he wasn't a big fan of that Indy Hartwell match. Maybe it's just like, you know, it's new to me, so like everything's cool for the time being, and then I'll turn on it later. But, you know, Indy, she was miles better in that TNA match than 99% of the stuff that she did in NXT and the main roster. I mean,
I think the issue is our bar was getting really, really high. We were doing fantastic, awesome shows. So Vinny really raised his expectations.
Mm.
So unless it's a Grand Slam home run, I think he's disappointed.
Back in a moment, Observer Live. I had a throat slit you on the split screen.
Don't do that in TNA, I'm told.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track.
Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live, Lance Storm joining us. And I had a source alert me as to why Vinny really had a problem with Under Siege. And that is, there was no Erica Aleniak on it.
Wow, there's an old reference.
Yeah.
No Steven Seagal either.
I think he was all right with that one. Anyway, let's talk about Impact tonight. What's coming up?
Yeah, we're going to hear from our new world champion, Trick Williams. We mentioned Santino. He and his daughter, Ariana Grace, are going to be a tag team for the first ever father-daughter tag team match on the show. And Steve Macklin is defending.
Like the first ever in history or just in TNA? That can't be.
Just in TNA.
Yes.
Maybe there's one elsewhere. I don't know. And Steve Macklin is defending the international title against Matt Cardona.
My Lord, what a lineup for tonight. And we can see that where? Access Television or TNA Plus?
Yeah. Or if you're in Canada, Sportsnet 360.
Sportsnet 360. All right. Well, as noted, if you're a subscriber, Dave and I will be back at about 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern today with another Wrestling Observer Radio. And Vinny and I will be up tonight at 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern with a Brian and Vinny show, also talking Dynamite and NXT. I gave him the option of not doing the show and Vinny and I would review it, but he's a maniac. So we're doing it tonight. So I hope you like Dynamite and NXT reviews because we got a lot coming for you. That's it, everybody. We got to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again after a while.